Marijuana has been an enemy of the state since the first federal law was enacted against it in 1937. Since that time, 20 million Americans have been arrested, convicted, and incarcerated for using the most popular drug in the world.
Be one of the few, the proud, the Marines.
Today. doing. Suno. Don't. Suno. Doing.
Eat. Eat. Sun. Tree.
Happy. Cut.
Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat. Sun. Tree.
Happy. Cut.
Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat. Eat. Sun. Tree.
Happy. Cut.
Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat. Eat. Sun. Tree.
Happy. Cut.
Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat.
Eggot is a fungus that grows on corn. For centuries, midwives have used it to stimulate the uterus and childbirth. At Sandoz, Hoffman was experimenting with ergot, trying to refine its effect. On the 16th of April, 1943, he was in his laboratory preparing a fresh batch of a compound he first synthesized 5 years before. It was lysergic acid diethylamide, LSD.
At the end of the synthesis, I got in a very strange situation. A kind of dream world appeared. Oneness with the world. A very strange experience which reminded me to some experience I had in childhood. Of oneness, be one with nature, beginning to see now the true aspects of nature, the beauty of it, and which filled me with happiness.
Itch, eight, sun, tree, itch, itch, eight, sun, tree, itch, itch, eight, sun, tree, itch, itch, itch. Eight. Sun. Tree. It. 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 Eight. Sun. Tree. It. 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 Eight. Sun. Tree. It. 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 Eight. Sun. Tree. It. It.
Oh, no.
Hoffman reported his discovery to the head of the laboratory. One teaspoon of his new drug, LSD, could render 50,000 people temporarily insane.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We're celebrating Friday the 13th here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage. Yeah, that's right. It's a sound collage, not some typical radio program. It's a sound collage because, among other things, it's got audio clips from documentaries with famous people like Dr. Albert Hoffman, who discovered LSD in 1943, relating his adventures on Bicycle Day and the days before and after. We went full circle in that set with Kraftwerk and their song Numbers. We began the set with the version on Computer World. And then we heard from the Cranberries with 21. And then an American punk band, Green Day, with 86. And then Pygmy Taxi Corporation's incredibly cool cover version of Kraftwerk's Numbers. From the perfect album, Transwerk Express, Volume 2. Volume 1 is outstanding as well. Meanwhile, backing me up right now, our ambiance is the third track on Brian Eno's Ambient 1, Music for Airports. In the next set, the songs are all going to be about years. We're going to be hearing from New Order, 1963. The Smashing Pumpkins are going to sing about 1979. And Prince, well, you ought to know what year he's going to be singing about. I'm picking one of his hits. Specifically, yeah, from his album The Hits and the B-sides. And we'll have some vintage public service messages about Numbers as well. But we're going to begin this set with a song written and sung by perhaps the smartest man in rock and roll. He's an astrophysicist earned his PhD after dropping out of the PhD program to become one of the world's biggest rock star guitar players. Yeah, I'm talking about Brian May of Queen. And this song I'm going to play for you is an acoustic song, but played on an acoustic guitar primarily, while also a double bass, a big, by John Deacon, the bass player, an acoustic stand-up double bass. But this song, I think the most simple way to explain it is that a group of space explorers go on a mission, on a voyage, and the planet is very far away, and they get up to close to light speeds. And in Einstein's theory of relativity, that slows down. There's time dilation. So what they end up finding out is that a whole lot of time, like maybe hundreds of years, have passed on Earth while they didn't really age at all. And that's part of what's going on in the song, because you could also interpret it a little bit more conventionally about people going around just a couple hundred years ago here on Earth in a conventional sailing ship to a new land. But that's part of how songs can be very effective. What I kind of think of as a net that the songwriter casts out, and you're trying to hook people in by having lyrics that work in multiple ways. Like "Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard" by Paul Simon is really good at that, because it's got all sorts of things that could be interesting. But you know, there was an interview with Paul Simon, and they asked him, well, what's the Mama Pajama all upset about? What did she see? And he says, I don't know. They're like, what? You wrote the song. You don't know? He's like, no. It's a provocative thought. And, well, I hope you enjoy this next set of songs about years, beginning with a very deep one here. 39 by Queen from The Night at the Opera. It's the one with Bohemian Rhapsody. WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Ships sail out into the blue and sunny morn, sweetest sight ever seen. And the night follow day, and the storytellers say that the score brave souls inside. For many a lonely day, sailed across the milky seas. Now look back, never fear, never cry.
Thank you. More than a third of adult Americans have tried pot.
John Whitehead.
Murderers and other bad guys often get 20 to life for their crimes. But have you ever heard of someone getting life for stealing a 20? In Florida, career thief Leonard Reed was sentenced to life in prison for stealing a $20 bill from a police officer. Reed pleaded for mercy, but under state law that requires tough sentences for repeat offenders, the judge's hands were tied. Reed's attorney said the punishment didn't fit the crime, but prosecutors argued it fit a pattern of crime. The point of law is our Eighth Amendment. It prohibits the government from inflicting cruel and unusual punishment, but it leaves its definition to the legislature. Whether it's your first offense or your fifth, the right to be punished fairly is still one of your first liberties. This is John Whitehead for the Rutherford Institute.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
We're celebrating Friday the 13th here at WMFO in Medford. And the Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, with a theme of numbers. That last set, all the songs were about years, beginning with Queen's 39 song about space travel and time dilation and coming back home and finding everything is different. And then New Order gave us 1963, followed by the Smashing Pumpkins in 1979, and then Prince celebrated 1999. Backing me up right now is the fourth track from Brian Eno's Ambient One, Music for Airports. 2/2. So we got time for one last set, and it's going to consist of the Overture and the Temples of Syrinx by Rush from their 2112 album, and then we'll segue into the Penguin Cafe Orchestra and numbers 1-4. The Penguin Cafe Orchestra was a loose assembly of various musicians headed by this English guy, Simon Jeffs, who passed away in 1997. Only Jeffs and the other co-founder, Helen Leafman, were the core members. And other musicians, she was a cellist, other musicians kind of drafted for whatever the particular pieces or the performances were. Their first album, Music from the Penguin Cafe, was released in 1976 on Brian Eno's experimental EG Records label. And they played their first major concert in 1977. Supporting Kraftwerk, and they went on to tour the world and play a variety of music festivals, and for 24 years until Jeffs died of a brain tumor, sadly. And what I'm going to play for you, numbers 1-4, is just so soulful, it kind of pretty much makes me cry every time I hear it. But first, this is a really, really rocking two-song medley. The Overture from 2112 and the Temples of Syrinx. The whole suite is the first album side of 2112, but we don't have time for that tonight.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, broadcasting here at WMFO in Medford. Our final set of the evening began with a two-part medley of Rush, the Overture to 2112 Suite, and the Temples of Syrinx, the first two songs from that epic. And right now, we're listening to the Penguin Cafe Orchestra, their numbers 1-4. Thanks so much for tuning in this Friday the 13th. I expect to be back again next week with another sound collage for you. And until then, I wanted to mention that it's that special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriants, but if you're under the influence, if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed, if you're toasted, or even just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be that designated sober driver. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, the radio station. that wants all us freeform loving listeners back in the new year of 2025. Oh yeah, it's going to be an exciting year. Oh boy, exciting. Is that what we're going to say? Exciting.
Face it, life looks a little different.
During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy.
So we don't miss out on what matters.
Like having gay night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now. No one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at GetMyFluShot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.